The following program is presented by the Nerdy Show Network, geeky programming for all nerds across the multiverse. All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by A Comic Shop, Orlando's number one comic shop and nerd destination, and with the generous support of listeners like you. To learn how you can support this and other fine geek programming, visit nerdyshow.com.
You're listening to Nerdy Show, the geeky podcast dedicated to every facet of nerddom, from comics and video games to science and technology. If it's geeky, we've got it covered. I'm Boar.
Hey, I'm Brandon. I'm eating a cheeseburger. Sorry, you caught me at a bad time. Come back later. It's good. I love square burgers.
And this is a special episode reviewing Kong Skull Island, the new movie.
That's definitely the name of it.
But we're going to share our experience with you, and I think I speak for both of us when I say that we both went into this with an open mind. We didn't know much about the movie.
No, I didn't go with an open mind at all. I hate King Kong.
Okay, so you hated King Kong, you didn't know much about this movie in general. That's what I'm saying.
I saw like a 30-second trailer right before, and then I looked at the cast, and I was like, oh, John C. Reilly's in it? Sold.
Okay.
Pretty much. But like,
I didn't even know that until the opening credits.
Oh, yeah. I was like, boy, we should watch this trailer. And he's like, no, I'm going in blind. I was like, okay.
Yep.
Yeah. So I hate all primates. I hate gorillas, chimpanzees, monkeys. I think they're disgusting, tinier, wrinklier versions of people.
Which are also disgusting and all,
so,
right?
You know, Cap was like, there's this movie that needs someone to go. And I'm like, okay, what is it? And he's like, the new King Kong movie. And I'm like, it's just going to be about a fucking gorilla. He's going to climb something. He's going to fall in love with a beautiful lady. Someone's going to shoot him at the end and he's still going to survive. The end. Then they all go back to New York. And it's like, I really don't want to see this bullshit.
Yeah. And did that happen?
No, none of that. you know, we're going to go into it a bit without spoiling as much
as
possible.
Yeah, we're going to try to stay away from spoilers as much as absolutely possible. And we'll put up a warning or we'll cut it out if we accidentally let something slip.
All right. Let me lay down the plot for you guys about this movie. The first 30 minutes are boring and nothing happens. Then they go to an island to beat the Russians there first. And then they find monsters fighting. And then they have to escape before they die. That's the plot of the movie. That is literally the whole plot of the movie. Here's why I like the movie. Because even though the beginning is a little slow, it does set up the characters, which you obviously need. And as soon as they get to the island, it's just nonstop. There's like maybe a couple minutes of slow time.
Yeah, they do not ease you into it.
But no, as soon as you get to the island, it's like bam, bam, next hour and a half is like just constant.
In my mind, they were going to like land on the island and then they were going to
set up camp,
start doing surveys
around.
And like, oh, this is weird.
They did
What's
do surveys,
happen?
I think.
Well, they started to. And then
shit hits the fan.
Shit hits
without
the fan.
Spoiling it.
Immediately.
So it is actually a pretty fast-paced action movie with no downtime for love interests, love making. There's a one or two scenes of exposition where I'm just like, okay, I get it. Thanks for feeding me the exposition. And then they just quickly end. So yeah, I recommend this movie.
I highly recommend this movie.
Yeah, I don't recommend any of the other King Kong movies because they're boring.
Mm-hmm.
Peter Jackson one? Nope. Original ones that I don't know who made? Boring. Nope. I mean, they're classics. I'm sure they had their merit back then, but...
Yeah,
nope.
I mean, it was... They weren't trying to reboot the original King Kong movie or something and have them, like, in New York.
I just want to lay out the impression I got from this movie, my feeling after it is a Vietnam movie about an island where two people playing Magic the Gathering are dueling. Does that fit your description? It's a Vietnam movie with the gorilla and then dueling monsters from Wizard.
It's Vietnam War era. Probably slightly after is when it's based, and they're playing Magic the Gathering.
I think right as Vietnam was ending.
Just so everybody out there knows, there's absolutely no Magic the Gathering whatsoever in this movie.
That's not true. Spoiler: all the monsters from this movie are either from Magic the Gathering or Diablo 3.
And there are quite a few random monsters in this movie.
Yeah, I didn't know that going in. I just thought it was about King
that's
Kong
that's
on
the only thing I knew.
I thought
about
he was going to fight
that there was other like I was expecting like dinosaurs or something, but. There weren't dinosaurs. There was just really strange...
demonic hell beasts.
Monsters, like different types of insects. There was a few mammals. I don't know. Were there any large reptiles? There was insects and
I mean, I guess they're kind of lizards.
No.
Giant lizards that at one point they were called.
I think that, yeah, they were lizard-esque.
Yeah, there are definitely lots of cool monsters, but I thought it was about King Kong fighting Mothra for some reason.
Isn't that a Godzilla
I don't thing? Know, is that? I thought it was a crossover, and then someone else I heard a long time ago that, oh, they're going to make this movie King Kong versus Godzilla.
No.
I thought, well, maybe Godzilla will be in this, but but then I was like, well, the scale difference. I mean, King Kong is tall,
yeah,
but he's not Godzilla tall. Godzilla could just nuke him and step on him.
That is very true. He would probably not last in a fight with Godzilla even half of a minute.
So, Bor, you don't really care about King Kong.
I didn't going into this movie, but I do now.
It changed your opinion. I mean, that's hard to do.
It is. It is a little bit difficult to do. And I think something that we need to point out is how funny this movie was.
Sorry, I'm still eating my cheeseburger, but John C. Reilly
was
a perfect casting choice.
Yeah, I didn't know even when I saw his name on the screen.
You were paying attention.
I was. I did see his name, and I was like, oh, is he going to be in a serious role in this or, like, you know, something? But he was his usual hilarious self.
Though. But yeah. John C. Reilly with, you know, samurai sword. Deal with it. That's all I'm going to say. Spoiler alert.
You can't say spoiler alert after the fact, but that happens, like, in the opening scene.
Anyway, I wrote a lot of notes, but it was dark.
You did. You were writing the whole movie.
It was dark, and my handwriting's not that good now that I'm reading it.
What are some of the things that you wrote down in there?
Well, some of the plot points were generic. I mean, they introduce the characters one by one in generic fashion.
Yeah, okay. The first half hour, 30 minutes. Give or take a little bit, is pretty much the let's form a team to go to the island and do the thing.
Yeah, it was a little... The thing that they're going to do
is that John Goodman has this troubled past and is obsessed with trying to find giant monster creatures.
Or at least one specific
and
one, I'm not sure.
He's part of a government agency that looks into sightings.
I thought it was a bit weird the way shit went down, how they were convincing the senator at the beginning to give them the funding to piggyback on this mission that I'm still unclear about what the purpose of the mission was to document
island. Since you're gonna just throw out random stuff,
well, I'm trying to go in order at least.
You're not even talking about what these plot points are. You're just picking them apart. So there's a geological survey that is going to go look at this island because it is one of the only uncharted regions on the planet because it's constantly surrounded by storms. And they have, through weather studies or something, they know that the storms are going to be a little bit lighter at this certain point. So John Goodman goes to the government and says, hey, I want to go look for monsters on this island. I need some money and some military guys. And hey, there's this geological survey already going. Can I piggyback along with them and bring some extra people?
And they said, you're an idiot. And he said, well, Russia's going to get there first then. They're like, oh, fine.
And they say, yes, go to the island because we don't want the Russians to get there before...
They didn't say that.
And then for some reason, they want to get the geological layout of this island because one of the characters believes in this hollow earth theory.
Which in this universe
And they
exists.
Want to know if this island is hollow. So they start dropping bombs.
Is this a real thing?
To get seismic readings from this island.
Is this a real thing?
What do you mean, is this a real thing?
I mean, I've heard
this
of...
This is a King Kong
like,
movie.
No, I've heard in real life of dropping, like, little missiles that just go into the ground and release some sort of sonic wave and you can read it back.
Did you see Jurassic Park?
Yeah, they
the
just...
The theory is similar.
Okay.
Only it's on a bigger scale. They're trying to get, like, a layout
of the
island.
But they were literally using islands with explosives in it that were just burning down the forest at that point.
I am not 100% aware if that is a thing that anyone has ever done.
It was cool
but
looking.
I understand what they were doing with it.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
I just think it was a little irresponsible to light half the forest on fire instantly as soon as you get there.
Anyway, dropping all those bombs pissed off King Kong.
Yep.
What do you know?
Yep.
And that was almost immediately.
Yeah. So there are a few parts of the movie I didn't understand.
Okay.
I don't know. Can we talk about the biology?
Sure.
So you've got...
Let's do that.
You've got this crazy place.
The crazy place.
Where there are things existing that probably shouldn't exist. And then you've got some just random normal animals there, which one, I don't know how they got there. And two, I don't know how they survive in the island. They showed some deer. Straight up normal deer.
I didn't get a good look at the deer, but I thought that maybe they had some sort of different features about them. They didn't...
They were just straight up deer. No, complete... And then the great egrets, there were egrets in there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to miss out on the birds they showed in this movie. They only showed egrets, but there's no way they're surviving competing with another flying species that can eat people that are the same size of egrets. They're not competing with them. They should not exist on that island. That's my beef with the biology.
Okay.
That and how, what do monsters eat? When you're that big, you're going to run out of food pretty quickly. There's only so many
they
giant
They actually answer that in the movie.
There's
like,
only
they
so
show
many giant
you what,
squids you can eat.
Hmm? They show you what King Kong is eating.
Come on, it's not a big island. It's not a huge island for someone that size. You're going to find that many food sources that big?
Well,
No, you're not. And where's his poop pile? You think that island don't stink? All the monsters are
it
that big?
It probably does not smell that good because,
no.
Yes, the island seems like it's not that gigantic, especially relative to the size of the massive gorilla. So I will give you that.
There's no bananas on the island. I'm just saying.
I mean, do you think that the gorilla just came out of nowhere or?
I don't know. They don't mention any nuclear
incidents.
Did
it hatch out of an egg that fell from the sky? Like, how
Well, gorillas do hatch out of eggs. Everyone knows that.
Yeah.
Everyone knows gorillas hatch out of eggs.
We don't know how giant gorillas happen. They might have completely different biology.
Is there anything else about the movie that you just in your mind is just like, that was kind of annoying? Or that you were like, that's kind of badass?
Okay. Anything that I think was annoying about the movie.
This should be easy for you.
It should be because I usually get kind of annoyed pretty easily. But I really can't think of anything.
That's actually kind of.
John Goodman's character was really great.
He's great in pretty much everything. Oh, Samuel Jackson's in it. I don't know if you picked up on this before.
Let's go through some of the celebrities that were in this because I had no idea.
So Samuel Jackson was in it and he said, hold on to your butts. And I don't know if you caught this, but he said that in the original Jurassic Park movie. And I was like, I don't know if it's a coincidence. Because when he's about to reset the park, he goes, hold on to your butts. And then there's a point in this movie where he goes, hold on to your butts. I was like, damn, he used that line from Jurassic Park. That's totally what it is.
Remember when he got irritated about the snakes?
Exactly. Just like Jurassic Park and snakes on a plane. Yes. There's snakes in Jurassic Park, right?
Yeah, they're just recycling lines for that guy. It's like, can't he say anything new?
He improvised, so.
I think he got upset about the younglings, too.
Did you know Hiddleston was in the movie?
I didn't going into it, but yeah, Tom Hiddleston was in the movie. Brie Larson.
That's her name. I wonder why I only know
that. Yeah, Envy from Scott Pilgrim.
Yeah, that's right. That's where I've seen her from. Well, another thing I don't understand, maybe you can... I don't know the legality of rating a movie.
I'm pretty sure you can rate all you want.
No, because there's specific things you can't.
Oh,
can't
you mean
do in a movie.
You mean like the
yeah? I'm
it was
sorry,
PG-13.
Not me rating. I mean like PG-13.
Okay,
rated R.
Sure.
How is this a PG-13 movie?
Well, there wasn't an excessive amount of
there were
of
limbs
blood.
Coming off. There were
yeah,
blood.
Yeah, but it wasn't very graphic.
There was the F word.
It was far enough away.
There was a man.
There was a limited amount of F words, and there was a limited amount of other swear words.
There's some really graphic scenes. Of people getting murdered. Really graphic.
Kind of. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
Some meaty skulls.
Yeah.
I suppose we could say.
Yeah. I thought you couldn't say the F-bomb in a PG-13 movie. I was wrong.
You can't say meaty skulls either. Did you hear it? I didn't.
Nope.
Fun fact about the F-word.
Oh.
So you can say
hey,
the
Cap. Hey, Wilk. I didn't know. I didn't see you sitting there.
Oh, I'm just your conscience. That's all. You can say fuck in a PG-13 movie exactly once, and it can't be in a sexual context.
It was exactly once, and it was not in a sexual context.
There you go.
Thank you.
That's why Billy Madison says fuck exactly once.
Ah.
And that's why in Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, there's the scene with Steve Martin saying fuck an excessive number of times because John Huston would be pigeonholed as being a Safe for Families director.
Ah, interesting tidbit.
There you go.
That was, I wrote, I told you earlier, but I wrote down an entire page of my predictions for the movie before going into it, and none of them came true. And I'm really glad, because they're all generic and formulaic. My prediction was they have to go to an island for, like, natural resources. Humans are bad, the monsters are good, destroying the humans, and then, for some reason, King Kong will fall in love with the one female person who shows up, who's maybe there for plot convenience, maybe she's a scientist, and he will then kidnap her, because King Kong has a fetish for tiny girls he can't fit his dick into. And then he will climb something tall, and he'll fall into the water, and they'll all think, yay, he's dead. And then they'll go back to New York, and at the end you'll see, like, a hand come out of the water, or maybe after the credits you'll see King Kong playing with, like, new baby Kongs. And that would be the end of the movie. That was my prediction. Actually, I think two or three of those things happened, but that's about it.
And we're not going to say which.
Yeah, we're not going to say which. We didn't actually stay till the very, very, very after credits. We don't know if Thanos is in it. Like, excellent.
He might be.
You know, like Kong coughs up an Infinity Stone.
Yeah.
And then he shrinks after he coughs it up. He's just a gorilla that swallowed an Infinity Stone. That's what happened. It's part of the MCU now. I don't know what to say about this movie. It was a lot better than I thought. It gets 4 out of 5 elements.
4 out of 5 elements.
It's my rating system. It's pretty good. Maybe 3.5, because there were some moments where I was just like, yeah, whatever, move it along. But
I think if I had to rate it out of 5, I would probably give it a 4.5.
It's pretty. Nothing's gotten a 4.5 before, so that's kind of pushing it.
Well, I don't know what elements are, but I guess I give them out a little bit more freely than you do.
The only movie that gets all 5 is The Fifth Element, so nothing. Like, since it's the best movie ever made, you can't get 5 out of 5 unless you're actually The Fifth Element. It's not possible.
Okay, I hope you enjoyed us rambling about this movie that we did clearly like, despite anything Brandon might have said to the contrary. You did like it, right?
Yes, I just don't like fucking gorillas. It was good. It was a good movie. If you hate gorillas, you'll still probably like it.
If you want more, you can subscribe to us on Patreon. You can give us a one-time donation. You can shop through our Amazon links and give us money without giving us any money at all.
It doesn't even cost you anything. I know you're buying those weird, like, 200-pack of Trojan Magnum condoms. If you just buy them through our Amazon link, we get, like, $1 from that, and you're not paying anything extra. So
stay
why
away
not?
From my internet history.
Why not buy those the magnums that Boar needs 150, like, per week, by the way. He's our main supporter through Amazon.
You haven't hacked into my webcam yet, and I intend to keep it that way. That next little piece of next. Electrical tape that I keep over it.
Believe it or not, it's on my bucket list before I die. It's hacking your webcam.
Okay. Thanks for listening. Good night. Or good morning. I don't know what time you're listening to this. Bye.
Bye.
On the ground.